59 degrees at 8:56. Time for a check on the commodity markets. We bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. Starting higher here to start this, I guess, last day of April here, first week of May. So we're starting out a little higher here, continuing to see some pretty good interest in fund buying here this morning. We kind of left last week with the same note. Funds were strong buyers of corn and soybeans there on Friday, continuing that here to end the month here to start the week. News continues to be somewhat quiet, although there are a few interesting things to keep an eye on. Of course, planting progress continues to move right along. We're going to see some temperature spike up here this week. A little rain expected here by the end of the week, but expecting in this afternoon's crop progress report, corn planting progress to be somewhere in that 20-25%. A lot of beans going in the ground as well, so a lot of progress being made here ahead of this next rain event. Continue to watch a little bit of dry weather in southern Brazil as that influences their second corn crop down there. Some political things to keep an eye on this week. Sounds like NAFTA negotiations are progressing. May see some sort of solution to that here by the end of the week. Also, China and U.S. are expected to meet here this week to talk about trade negotiations here, so we'll be watching to see if anything comes out of that. And also, the Fed starts their two-day meeting tomorrow as well. So a lot of interesting meetings here going on this week. We'll see what the impact those will have on the grains. But right now, the market is pointed a little bit upward here with funds continuing to put some money here behind some long positions. We do have May corn at 393.5, up 4 cents. July corn at 402, up 3.5. December corn at 417, that's up 2.5. May soybeans at 1049, up 4 cents. July at 1059.75, up 3.5. November soybeans at 1053, that's up 6 cents. May bean oil, 3051, up 8. July bean oil, 3074, that's up 1. May bean meal, 397.10, up $3.90. July bean meal at 398.90, that's up $3.60. Over in the wheat market, May wheat at 505.25, up 9.75. July at 507.75, that's up 9.25. July Kansas City wheat, 536.5, up 6 cents. July Minneapolis wheat at 617, up 9 cents. Livestock markets here are kind of mixed. April's go off the board today. They're 124.95, up 50 cents. June's unchanged at 107 even. August, 105.87, that's down 10 cents. May feeders, 141.90, down 12. May hogs, 65.62, down 47 cents. June hogs, 72.35, down 27. Brian?
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot for the update.
Yep, have a great day. Thank you.
You too. That's Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington filling us in on the commodity markets this morning. And temperatures looking pretty good this morning. We're moving through the 50s up to around 60 degrees already. We're at 59 degrees outside our studios in Urbana and 57 degrees in Charleston, Mattoon, also 57 in Rantoul. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly sunny and warmer today with a high of 76 and a south wind at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Clear tonight with a low of 52. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock. 1A is next.